So I don't know if you heard this story, but there were these 400 people who didn't get to sit at the Super Bowl, and that's exactly what they paid to do. All right, they paid, they bought their tickets. It was some sort of temporary seating, but when they showed up at the game yesterday, they were told those temporary seats didn't get finished, didn't pass muster with the fire marshal, and therefore, hey, look, have a seat in our restaurant and watch it on the TV screens. Do they have a case? Let's talk with John Boyle of Moss & Barnett. He's an attorney who handles a lot of cases like this. Hi, John. Thanks for taking the time today. What did you think when you first saw this story?
Well, thank you for having me. I thought it was, my first reaction was, it's a public relations nightmare for the NFL and for Jerry Jones and the Dallas organization.
Yeah.
Any event that we go to, that's a large event like a sporting event or a concert, if you flip to the back of your ticket, there's all kinds of disclaimers on that that say, you know, what they have to do if there's a cancellation, what happens if there's a rain out, you're waiving any liability if you get hit with a puck, you know, that sort of thing.
Right.
And so that usually presents some problems in terms of bringing a contract claim. My guess is, and I kind of, when I was asked to be on this, I sort of scanned some of the stories around the nation today on this topic. And apparently there's a group of ticket holders that are intending to bring a class action lawsuit and seek damages, et cetera. It will be really interesting to see what kind of legal theories they pursue that under, because they may very well be limited with respect to their contract damages claims. They may make some kind of effort to allege emotional distress.
Mm.
But many states really limit that. You have to show some kind of physical manifestation of severe emotional distress. In other words, you can't just say, oh, gosh, this was horrible, it ruined my life. But you actually have to show that there was some resulting medical condition or acute anxiety, or you're having nightmares,
right?
Things like that. I scanned real quickly, and Minnesota, for instance, requires for emotional distress that you have to show some kind of physical manifestation. It looks like Pennsylvania and Texas both do. And in fact, Texas does not even have a cause of action for emotional distress.
Oh.
It looks like Wisconsin has a bit more of a liberal approach, so it's going to be interesting to see if some of the Wisconsinites are able to take advantage of that. I know I also saw talk about alleging fraud. And from the details I can figure out, you know, just from reading the press stories, and I'm sure we're going to find out more in the next few days, it looks like this was more mismanagement and sort of negligence than anything else.
Right.
I mean, it looked like they knew they were up against a tough timeline earlier in the week. There's conflicting stories on whether the weather did or did not affect the installation of these bleachers. And, in fact, there's some reports coming out that actually hours before the Super Bowl started, they were still working trying to get these bleachers up and inspected so that there wouldn't be a safety issue, and apparently they weren't able to get it done in time. I think there's some aggravating factors here. I mean, the stories I saw indicated that a number of these people holding these tickets, when they got to the entryway, after waiting outside for a good period of time, they were then escorted to a holding area. It looks like perhaps even over at the
baseball
stadium next door,
in Arlington, right?
And waited there for 2 hours before finally being told, look, we don't have a seat for you.
Yeah.
And so, again, I think it looks like poor planning. There wasn't a contingency really set up, and these people were put in a tough situation, and I think a big problem is, you know, the leagues offer to pay them three times their ticket value, which is, if they're $800 a piece, that's $2,400.
Right.
But I've read stories where some of these people paid thousands of dollars for a ticket.
Yeah. Yeah. Now we're hearing also, we're talking with John Boyle of Moss & Barnett about this debacle at the Super Bowl yesterday. And we're hearing reports that they may also give them tickets to next year's game. I don't know that that's going to help Packers fans and Steelers fans if neither of their teams is in the Super Bowl. Oh, Kyle, what do you know?
Well, but if they're giving the tickets to next year's game, it's just going to go to the original ticket holder. because they'll have your name at Ticketmaster wherever you bought
it. I'm sure they'll have a way to work that out. They're going to have all these people on record, I'm sure.
They don't have, if you bought it on the secondary market, they don't have your record.
But my point is that somehow they're going to...
I'm thinking that might be another way they get screwed in all of this.
Well, and it's possible. It could be, but I think Jerry Jones and the NFL are going to be very, very, very careful about how they proceed. Let me read you a letter, John, that was handed to the people who couldn't get in. Dear sir or madam, please be advised that due to unforeseen conditions, the installation of temporary seating for Super Bowl 45 was not fully completed, and your assigned seat is unavailable for today's game. Can you imagine getting this letter? The NFL and Cowboys Stadium sincerely regret this inconvenience. As a valid ticket holder in the affected area, you will be provided the following. A refund equal 3 times the face value of each ticket. As you mentioned, a lot of these people, you know, didn't pay face value. They paid more. And then it says in boldface, please hold on to your ticket. You will be asked to return the actual tickets to the NFL for such refund. Further instructions as it relates to the refund will be provided in the hospitality described below. And then they got a hospitality area to watch the game. But obviously this didn't suit a lot of people.
Well, it sounds like about 400 people were ushered into a enclosed, I guess, bar area or lounge area where you could only watch the game by television.
Yeah.
And I saw one poor fellow from Wisconsin quote in the paper where he said, gee, you know, I paid several thousand dollars to get here for my tickets, et cetera. I could have watched it in a bar back home.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, they do have a real gripe. There's no question about it.
Absolutely.
We'll see how it pans out. John Boyle from Moss & Barnett, thank you so much for the time.
You're welcome.
Take care. We want to tell you folks that we did get a hold of one guy. Was he was a Pittsburgh guy, right, Jimmy, a Steelers fan? And Jimmy talked to him today. He had said that he was going to come on the show with us, but once he started watching all the news reports about the various legal actions that might be going on, he backed out. He told us, look, I don't think I want to talk. I'm seeing all these legal things that are happening. I think I just want to keep quiet and figure out what's going to happen here. So he did not want to jeopardize anything that might be in his future.